After years of grind and struggle to keep the old mill wheel a-turning, and you're mentally tired and weary, and the good old doc says, vacation for you, air, sunshine, and change of environment and scenery is what you need, my boy. And you pack the old trunk with a happy thought that now you can satisfy a desire of boyhood dreams and visit the wild and woolly west. Well, Pinto Pete and his ranch boys will be awaiting for you at the end of the road. We always likes to greet our friends and show them how hospitable a true Westerner can be.
Roll on, little doggie, roll on.
Well, how are you, boys? Hello. There we are. Well, boys, let's start things off with a little music. What do you say?
All right, boss. Here's one about our Blue Ridge Mountain home in the West. Now, try to figure that out.
Well,
with daylight done and evening shadows falling, I sit and gaze without my cabin door. I seem to hear your sweet voice softly calling as you called to me so many times before.
The moon's silvery beams light my way while I dream, sweet memories of days long ago, just recounting the hours we spent among the flowers as you sang love's refrain sweet and low. Hear that same song of love from the night bird above as he sings to his mate in the mare. For I still love you true, and I'm waiting for you in my blue mountain home in the west.
Oh, boys, wasn't that grand?
Yes, indeed.
Oh, that was fine, boys. And say, Miss Shirley, this cake you brought over is positively delicious.
Thank you, Mr. Pinto.
Boss.
Yeah?
I was just a-thinking that we're mighty lucky in having a singer like you around. I think you're the greatest singer in the world.
Well, thank you, Curly. That's very wonderful cake, Miss Shirley. Better try some.
I'd give anything to hear you sing right now, boss.
Say, these compliments are quite sudden, Curly. Just what is there about my singing that you like so much?
Well, the main thing, boss, is that you can't eat cake and sing at the same time. Give me a chance.
Oh. Yes, well, I deserve that, so here goes.
Hollow land.
to be a boy again. Take me tonight to the old folks down in Sleepy Hollow Land.
All right, Dooley, come on and play something to drown out the noise of Curly's chewing on this cake. And we'll dance, too. Let it go.
Journey just about a week ago for the little town of Morrow in the state of Ohio. I never was a traveler and really didn't know that Morrow had been ridiculed a century or so. I went down to the depot for my ticket and applied for tips regarding Morrow, not expecting to be guide. Said, I'm a friend, I want to go tomorrow and return not later than tomorrow, for I haven't time to burn. Said he, now let me see if I have heard you right. You want to go tomorrow and come back tomorrow night. To go from here tomorrow and return is quite a way. You should have gone tomorrow, yesterday, and back today. For if you started yesterday, tomorrow, don't you see? You could have got tomorrow and returned today at 3. The train that started yesterday, now understand me right. Today it gets tomorrow and returns tomorrow night. Said I want to go tomorrow, can I go today? And get tomorrow by tonight if there is no delay. Well, said he, explain to me, and I have no more to say. Can you go anywhere tomorrow and come back again today? For if today you get tomorrow, surely you'll agree. You should have started not today, but yesterday, you see. So if you start tomorrow, leaving here today, you're flat. You won't get in tomorrow till the day that follows that. Now if you start today, tomorrow, it's a cinch you'll land. Tomorrow in tomorrow, not today, you understand. For the train today, tomorrow, if the schedule is right, we'll get you in tomorrow by about tomorrow night. Said I guess you know it all, but kindly let me say, how can I go tomorrow if I leave the town today? Said he, you cannot go tomorrow anymore today. The train that goes tomorrow is a mile upon its way.
All right, Miss Bonnie, now it's your turn. What are you going to sing?
Oh, I'm getting ready to go.
Oh, don't go yet.
I had a dream the other day. I'm getting ready to go. The devil came and he took me away. I'm getting ready to go. Always heard that place was hot, and I asked that devil if it was or not, but he wouldn't say yes or no or what. I'm getting ready to go. Sweet home up in heaven, heaven. Sweet home, hear me moaning low. Sweet home up in heaven, heaven. Hold that gate wide open, for I'm getting ready to go. Well, it took me down to old Haiti. I'm getting ready to go. I fell in the brimstone up to my knee. I'm getting ready to go. A lot of little devils began to prance, but I showed them a brand new dance, and a pitchfork hit me right in the pants. I'm getting ready to go. Sweet home up in heaven, heaven. Sweet home, hear me moaning low. Sweet home up in heaven, heaven. Hold that gate wide open, for I'm getting ready to go. I asked him when I'd get out again. I'm getting ready to go. He looked at me with a devilish grin. I'm getting ready to go. Now the way he laughed, I thought I'd choke. Said, now I'll tell you a joke. When you go out, you go in smoke. I'm getting ready to go. Sweet home up in heaven, heaven. Sweet home, hear me moaning low. Sweet home up in heaven, heaven. Hold that gate wide open, for I'm getting ready to go.
Was a dandy. All right, boys, here we go.
right up that old trail of happiness.
Pinto Pete and his ranch boys will be awaiting for you to come back soon again. So long, my friend.
Hey.